USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
Turkey agreed Tuesday to lift their objections to Sweden and Finland joining NATO, paving the way for the two Nordic nations to begin the joining process. A Harris County judge on Tuesday temporarily blocked pre-Roe abortion ban in Texas. That was being enforced while the state's trigger law has yet to take effect. After a presumed migrant smuggling attempt that led to the deaths of 51 people in a locked big rig, two Mexican nationals have been charged in San Antonio, Texas. They're both charged with illegal possession of firearms and overstaying their visas. No charges directly related to the deaths have been processed as of Wednesday morning. A Mexican government official tweeted that at least 22 of the dead were from Mexico, 7 from Guatemala, and 2 were Honduran. Ghislaine Maxwell on Tuesday was sentenced to 20 years in prison by a federal court on sex trafficking and other charges. USA Radio News.
This story is called The Ugly Truth About Timeshares. If you think you've done your family a favor by buying a timeshare, well, you need my help. Hello, I'm Chuck McDowell, founder and CEO of Wesley Financial Group. 10 years ago, I started helping folks cancel their timeshare. And the process started what's now called the timeshare cancellation industry. Timeshare is the only thing that you can buy that you can't tell me how much it's going to cost or when it's going to end. When you buy a timeshare, you give them a blank check to fill out any amount they want for annual maintenance and assessment fees. Sounds crazy, right? Well, the crazy thing is, this never ends. Stop the insanity today. Call my office now. I guarantee if we can't cancel your timeshare, you'll pay nothing.
Were you lied to when buying a timeshare and want out? Get the facts about timeshare cancellation. Call Wesley now for your free information kit. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733. 800-478-7733.
Former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows' top aide Cassidy Hutchinson testified before the Made for TV January 6 committee, saying Trump attacked Secret Service agents and tried to take over a moving SUV. Two Secret Service agents have now come forward to dispute that claim and have agreed to testify. Lawmakers in California continue to astonish the American people with decisions they make regarding law enforcement and escalating crime.
A trendy Los Angeles County community has voted to reduce law enforcement funding despite public backlash and escalating crime that spiked 137% earlier in the year. The budget for the next two fiscal years will leave West Hollywood with up to 5 fewer LA County Sheriff's deputies on patrol. The council did approve increasing funding for a cultural arts festival. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-296-1251. 800-296-1251. That's 800-296-1251.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Nicholas Cruz previously pleaded guilty to 17 counts of murder for the 2018 mass shooting in Parkland, Florida. A jury consisting of 7 men and 5 women will decide if he gets the death penalty. It must be a unanimous decision. The Biden laptop continues to expose President Biden. He's been caught misleading the American people.
I have never spoken to my son about his overseas business. I have never discussed with my son or my brother or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
President Biden in a 2018 voicemail.
Hey, pal, it's Dad. It's 8:15 on Wednesday night. If you get a chance, give me a call. Nothing urgent. Just want to talk to you. I thought the article released the thing on online. It's going to be printed tomorrow in the Times. It's good. I think it's clear.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer on Fox News says Biden's Department of Justice won't do anything, but Republicans will expose the truth.
There will be an investigation. I can guarantee that. We have already been conducting a lot of interviews. We have been conducting a lot of research. We have combed over the hard drive. The Department of Justice can continue to sit around and do nothing and act like there's not a problem. But regardless of what happened, we are going to hold hearings in January. We would love to have Hunter Biden come before the hearings.
Lance Pry, USA Radio News.